Hi, this is Jovi, and you're listening to Bed Crime Stories. This is a weekly true crime podcast where I pour myself a drink and tell you guys the stories that keep me up at night. Hi, as you could hear, Charlie is not recording with me this evening. She is feeling a little bit under the weather, so it's just gonna be me talking to you guys. And I guess that kind of means I'm talking to myself because I have nobody to banter with, so this is fun. I know Charlie has done this a few times before, so let's see if I could do it as well as she did in the past. Yeah, this is strange. My dog is looking at me like I have six heads, but she always does, which is fine. Being that Charlie is not recording with me this evening, I'm going to be doing a true crime headline episode. I did have a story prepared, but I don't want to do that without having Charlie with us because that'll be more fun to banter. And I'm going to save that. So there's that. But you know what? At least you guys have something to look forward to. So yay. Okay. So tonight I do have two headlines for you guys. The first one, and you know what? Neither one of them are from people.com. Okay. I made it my purpose in life for today to not have any articles from people.com. So go me. I did it. I'm awesome. Any hoosers. All right. So my first headline is actually from CNN.com. They both are going to be from CNN.com. This first one was published today, which is Wednesday, September 27th. And the headline reads, DNA testing leads to exoneration of California man imprisoned nearly three decades on kidnapping and sexual assault convictions. And the article goes on to say that after a California man spent nearly three decades in prison for kidnapping, sexual assault, and robbery convictions, new DNA testing has revealed that he was innocent of those crimes, a prosecutor announced. Gerardo Cabanales was exonerated last week, 28 years after he was accused of robbing a man and woman and kidnapping and sexually assaulting the woman in Los Angeles in 1995. Quote, I stand here with you with a deep sense of responsibility as a district attorney to address a tragic miscarriage of justice and to celebrate the exoneration and release of prison of an innocent man, the district attorney had said during a news conference. I don't know about you, but if I was this man who had gotten convicted of these crimes and sat in prison for 28 years and then finally was released after this DNA testing, I'd be like, yeah, we're gonna be suing your ass. But I digress. In January of 1995, a man and a woman were robbed at gunpoint by two men who also sexually assaulted the woman. Days after the crime, Cabanales, who was then 18, was arrested because he generally matched the description of one of the suspects. Cabanales always maintained that on the date of his arrest, he was coerced by the investigating detective into giving a false confession with a promise that he would be released on probation. Despite no physical evidence connecting him to the crime, he was charged with 14 felony counts, according to the district attorney. Cabanales insisted he was innocent throughout a trial, but was ultimately handed a sentence that amounted to life in prison. Again, completely fucked up, in my humble opinion. In 2019, Cabanales' lawyers from the California Innocence Project, which is a nonprofit that works to free wrongfully convicted people from prison, filed a motion to have DNA evidence related to the 1995 sexual assault victim tested. And it came back that none of the DNA matched Cabanillas's, which is fucking fantastic. I love DNA. I love it so much. And I know it wasn't great back in the mid to late 90s, but I mean, even still, it sucks that this poor man had to be behind bars for as long as he was before they were like, oh shit, he really was innocent. He wasn't lying. So he's now free. He's now ready to live his life. And you know what? I really hope that he enjoys his life outside of prison now, because that's a lot of time to make up with your family, with your friends, just in general. All right. So my second headline is also from CNN, like I had mentioned. And this one is a little sad, and I apologize for that in advance. All right. And then this one is also from today, Wednesday, September 27th. And the headline reads, two children killed and two hurt in Amish buggy crash in Minnesota. Two children were killed and another two were injured when an SUV crashed into a two-wheeled horse-drawn Amish buggy in southern Minnesota on Monday morning, authorities had said. The buggy and the SUV were going in the same direction when the crash happened shortly before 8:25 a.m. in Fillmore County on County Road 1, Sheriff John DeGeorge said in a news release. The four children in the buggy were siblings from rural Stuartville, a few miles to the northwest. I'm not going to say the name of the children because they are children, but you can pull up the article if you really need to know. The two that survived were taken to the hospital with injuries, and it doesn't say if they're still there or not, but I'm going to guess probably. Yeah, and it even says here that the sheriff doesn't have any additional information about the conditions of the injured children. The crash is currently under investigation. And as of Tuesday, so yesterday, 2 days ago when you're listening to this, no arrest had been made. This is now the second crash in which children riding in an Amish buggy died as a result of a crash in the U.S. in the past week. On September 20th, children ages 1 and 3 were killed when a pickup truck drove into the back of an Amish buggy in Alexandria, New York. Okay, seriously, what the fuck? I'm sorry, like, how do you not see a buggy? They're not small. And there's no excuse as to why they were crashed into. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen, like, an Amish buggy in person. Or in the movies, but I'm sure you've seen them in the movies, but they do have the little hazard triangles on the back of them. So, like, it's not like they're not marked, you know? I don't know. I just think it's fucking ridiculous that people aren't paying attention. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out that they were on their phone texting or whatever, because that seems to be what happens the majority of the time. So my heart goes out to the families of the children that passed away. It's a shame. It shouldn't have happened like that. So if you guys are in any area that has Amish, please pay attention when you're driving. Don't hit the buggies. Don't do it. It's not nice. Okay? It's just not nice. And it's not right. So those are my two true crime headlines for you guys. And I'm actually going to do something that we've never done before. And because it is just me and I'm ridiculous, I decided that I would leave you guys with a Florida man true crime headline that was from my birthday. It was actually from my birthday back in 2018. This headline from May 11th, 2018 reads, Florida man hid legless fugitive girlfriend in plastic container. And I'm going to leave you with that. I'm not going to go into reading the article. If you want to know more about that, go ahead and Google it. So that's my birthday headline. Good times. If you want to know yours, just type in your birthday and Florida man, and there you go, because Florida, am I right? Well, guys, I hope I did the true crime headlines justice by myself. I hope I did it as well as Charlie has done in the past. If not, I'm sorry. And at least, you know, it's something for you guys to laugh at. It's fine. I could poke fun at myself. It's totally cool. But if you have any story suggestions, if you'd like to say hi, you know, if you'd like to tell Charlie that you hope she feels better, you could always send us an email at bedcrimestoriespod@gmail.com, or you could slide up into our DMs on Instagram at bedcrimestories. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you are listening. Tell a friend, tell all your friends, let them know that we're awesome, because you know what? We are. We may be a little ridiculous at times, but you know what? We're great. Please be kind and be the Band-Aid. We tell you this week after week, and we won't stop because it needs to be said for the rest of our lives. Let's be real. I think I pretty much covered everything. And if I didn't, well, Charlie could yell at me when she hears this episode. We will see you all next week. Hopefully, Charlie will be feeling better so that I don't have to talk to myself and feel funny. We'll see you all next week. But until then, sweet dreams.
Our theme song is the song Industrial Music Box by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.